Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we find ourselves again in the book of Genesis. We come to Genesis chapter 39, and we're continuing with some highlights from the story of Joseph. We see his beginnings, how he has the dream about being raised up, given authority even over his brothers and his parents. In the second program, we saw in the life of Joseph the way the brothers, as they see it, get their revenge. And I think they're undermining their father because they really hate this coloured robe that he's been given, and they are pleased to strip him of it and leave him to be a slave. Well, the journey develops, and one wonders quite what's going on in the heart of Joseph as he's with one band of slave traders, and then he's thrown into the hands of another. And now, in chapter 39, he's been taken to Egypt. And a man called Potiphar, an Egyptian, one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard, bought him from the Ishmaelites who'd taken him there. And verse 2 is very powerful. In all this story, we wonder about the wisdom of Joseph sharing the dreams. We wonder whether possibly there was any pride. We don't really know. But what we know from verse 2 of chapter 39, the Lord was with Joseph so that he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. When his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favour in his eyes and became his attendant. What I find very interesting is that, one, the Lord is with him, secondly, that he prospers, and that, thirdly, the master saw that the Lord was with him. In other words, it wasn't that Joseph spoke a lot about God, and therefore the master thinks, oh, here's a religious man, here's a really deep believer in the God of the Hebrews. It's not just what Joseph said. His life spoke powerfully to the Egyptian master. There's something about this man that causes the Egyptian master Potiphar to sit up and think, there's something different, there's something special, there's something wonderful. So that, again, just all accumulates mystery upon mystery. What is happening? What is God doing in all of this? Well, Joseph finds favour in Potiphar's eyes, and he is given authority in the household. But now it's all going to go badly wrong again, or at least it seems so, because Joseph, we're told, was well-built and handsome, and after a while his master's wife took notice of him and essentially wants to sleep with him. And she is trying to entice Joseph and to beguile him, to seduce him. And we read that there's a situation where she grabs hold of his cloak, but he runs away because he is refusing to go to bed with her or even be with this woman. Well, she cries out as if she's been raped, molested in some way, falsely accuses Joseph, and her husband has an incredibly difficult decision to make. If he doesn't believe her, she will protest, how can you not believe me, I'm your wife. And yet he's obviously favoured Joseph. He's obviously had a sense there's something different about Joseph. Well, the result is that Joseph is thrown into prison, and there he is left, as it were. But again, the warden of the prison begins to see this prisoner is different. It's quite a story. There's still much more to come. But let's pause for worship, and my good friend Patrick will join me, and we'll reflect on this next stage in the life of Joseph, particularly from Genesis 39.
Jesus, my Lord, faithful and true, redeeming life flows out of you. Your precious love washing me clean, like waves of mercy breaking over me. So I will pour out my life, my oil of sacrifice, anointing your way as I live from day to day, to the glory, glory of your name, to the glory, glory of your name. Jesus, my Lord, faithful and true, redeeming life out of you. Your precious love washing me clean, like waves of mercy breaking over me. So I will pour out my life, my oil of sacrifice, anointing your way as I live from day to day, to the glory, glory of your name, to the glory, glory of your name. So I will pour out my life, my oil of sacrifice, anointing your way as I live from day to day, to the glory, glory of your name, to the glory, glory of your name, glory of your name, glory of your name, glory of your name.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at the story of Joseph as we read in Genesis chapter 39. So, Richard, from the earlier tragic situation where his brothers nearly kill him but then decide to sell him as a slave, a tragedy, he ends up in a very good position to begin with here. He's given a very high position in Egypt under this Potiphar. What was it that his master saw in him in verse 3? His master saw the Lord was with him. What do you think he saw?
I think that what he saw was integrity. He saw somebody who had character, who wasn't whinging and complaining and a misery to be with. He saw that this man, who perhaps could be justified for being quite miserable, quite hard to communicate with, he saw that here was someone with dignity. Here was someone who was able to handle life, even the hand that had been dealt to him. And I think that really impressed Potiphar. How can he be serene? How can he seem altogether? Why is this man not frenetic? Looking anxious. I think those were the sort of things that he saw.
Yeah. So Joseph gets into this situation with Potiphar's wife, and he would have been tempted in that situation. You know, as a man, you know, sexual temptation is very commonplace. What do you make of his response of running away?
Well, I think, as many have said over the years, it was probably the best response. Because, as I think you're suggesting, You know, he's not with undoubtedly an unattractive lady.
Mm.
And he, as far as we know, had not been sexually active, and therefore the whole sense of this is perhaps the first time that he's been in a situation like this, and it's with someone of influence, somebody who is undoubtedly extremely well dressed, probably smelt very nice, you know, because of her position. So it's a massive temptation, but to run away was undoubtedly the best thing, and just shows that he had a grasp of the reality. If I don't run, I'm going to fall, so I'm just going to get out of it. So I think it was a good response in the situation.
And then as a result, from his quite exalted position, he's brought low once again through basically injustice, through being accused of something that he hadn't done. And that, again, is a common experience of many people around the world today, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We very sadly hear many a story of especially Christians who can be taken and arrested, and the evidence is so flimsy, but they're thrown into prison, they could be beaten, they may even lose their lives. But to justify it, you would be hard-pushed. But essentially, this is what happens to people who seek to serve God. The enemy will do everything to distract. And of course, God knows ultimately where all this is heading. And if Joseph had sinned, he could have blown any sense of reputation, integrity, in later standing beside the Pharaoh of the land. If Potiphar was pretty high up, of course Pharaoh is a few steps higher.
Yes. But despite this injustice sort of visited on Joseph yet again, he still retains some kind of character, something that is evident to other people, in this case his jailer, that there's something special about Joseph.
It's there. It's there again. It is remarkable. And again, we've tried to look at the early life of Joseph, and we've tried to sense whether he did have a bad attitude or make mistakes. But the deeper he gets into trouble, the more godly he appears to become.
Indeed.
It's just so remarkable that you turn up the pressure on him, and instead of crushing godliness out of him, it just seems to create an even more sweet fragrance of Christ, we might refer to it. It truly is remarkable, and a great challenge as to how we might respond if we were in those circumstances.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.